Good morning. The date is February 10th, 2012. The time is 6:19 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York. This is a winter fire safety public service announcement. The United States Fire Administration, the USFA, and the National Fire Protection Association, that would be the NFPA, are working together to remind everyone that home fires are more prevalent in the winter than they are in any other season. This is due in part to an increase of cooking and heating fires, holiday decorations, and winter storms that can interrupt electrical services and cause people to turn to alternative heating sources, also contributing to the increased risk of fire in winter. Winter fires can be prevented. Some very simple fire safety tips need to be followed to maintain a fire-safe home during this winter fire season. Winter residential building fires result in an estimated average of 945 deaths, 3,825 injuries, and over a million. Oh, let's back that up. Over $1,708,000,000 in property damage and losses each year. Fire in one and two family dwellings account for 67% of all winter residential building fires. Cooking is the leading cause of all residential building fires. Winter residential building fires occur mainly in the early evenings, peaking from 5 to 8 p.m. Although at its highest in December, residential building fires incidence is collectively highest in the three winter months of January, February, and March. As pertaining to cooking fires, if you have children, keep children away from the cooking area by enforcing a kid-free zone of 3 feet around the stove. That 3 feet zone as well should be utilized when using electrical space heaters to keep all combustibles a distance away. Please practice correct and proper fire prevention practices this winter. It will keep you safe. This is Fireman Rich. Be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now. And peace.